The Lord be with you.
And with your
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to
Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went away quickly from the tomb, fearful yet overjoyed, and ran to announce the news to his disciples. And behold, Jesus met them on their way and greeted them. They approached, embraced his feet, and did him homage. Then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go tell my brothers to go to Galilee, and there they will see me." While they were going, some of the guard went into the city and told the chief priests all that had happened. The chief priests assembled with the elders and took counsel. Then they gave a large sum of money to the soldiers, telling them, "You are to say his disciples came by night and stole him while we were asleep. And if this gets to the ears of the governor, we will satisfy him and keep you out of trouble." The soldiers took the money and did as they were instructed. And this story has circulated among the Jews to the present day. The Gospel of the Lord. Yesterday, we heard the resurrection gospel from the Gospel of John. But on Saturday night, the Easter Vigil, the gospel is rotated among the three other gospels. So 1 year, we'll hear it from the Gospel of Matthew, 1 year from the Gospel of Mark, then a year from the Gospel of Luke, and then it rotates again. And this year, we heard the beginning of this gospel, when the Mary Magdalene and the other Mary go to the tomb, and then there's an earthquake, and an angel comes down and rolls the stone and tell them that Jesus has risen. What's interesting about the two women and their experience of the empty tomb is, unlike Peter and the beloved disciple who yesterday we heard they go into the tomb to look for themselves, the women do not. They believe on the word of the angel. And that's the leap of faith that we have to take. We don't have to see in our eyes. We have to believe the testimony or the witness of other people that God puts in our lives or sends to us as he sent the angel to the two women. But that's not enough, because then the angel gives them a mission. Go tell the disciples that Jesus is risen. And on their way to tell the disciples, again, another expression of their faith, that they were obedient to the word of God, that's where they encounter Jesus. That's when the resurrection becomes their own story. Now they're going to tell the disciples not just that it was an empty tomb, but they had seen the risen Lord. If we're not experiencing the risen Christ in our lives, maybe we need to ask ourselves, am I doing what God is asking me to do? Because that's the proof for us. Obviously, the empty tomb is not there for us to go look at it. And as we heard, people can give different explanations to why the tomb was empty. But when we experience and encounter the risen Lord in our lives, that's when we have something, we have good news to tell others. What's the good news that Jesus is asking you to go out and tell the rest of the world today during this Easter season? How have you experienced the risen Lord in your life? How has he impacted your life? Did it make a difference that he rose from the dead? Is he part of your life? It's not just enough for us to believe, yes, I believe Jesus rose from the dead. But we have to proclaim the good news. We have to share with others what God has worked in our lives.